basically, we as an Afghanistan veterans community feel that it's time to start working towards some reparation and reconciliation. And in order for us to do this, we feel the need to go back to Afghanistan and seek guidance from the people of Afghanistan in terms of how best to bring about these projects. We don't want to be naive enough to think that we know what the answers are in Afghanistan. We did that once before as veterans, and this time we're ready to listen to the people.
When you say we, how many people will be going back?
Well, there's a delegation of people made up of 7. They've been over there a couple of times. It's formed by the organization Voices for Creative Nonviolence. And myself and Brock McIntosh are the only Afghanistan veterans in the delegation. Actually, we're the first Afghanistan veterans to head over there with them. And to our knowledge, we're two of the first Afghanistan veterans in the U.S. to head back to Afghanistan for ideas of peace and reconciliation.
How did that manifestation begin?
Well, I think the first step that I took was when our Rebel with a Cause ride for Bradley Manning wrapped up on the Natchez Trace in Nashville, Tennessee. The Executive Board of Veterans for Peace just happened to be meeting that week in Nashville, and I asked them if I could make a proposal to them about the Afghanistan veterans community and what we wanted to do in terms of moving forward with peace, not just in the U.S., but in Afghanistan, and tossed the idea to them that I wanted to go to Afghanistan. And one thing led to another, one person talked to another, and someone eventually got a hold of me and told me about the delegation with Voices for Creative Nonviolence.
Do you have an itinerary yet?
Well, there's a couple of groups I'll be meeting with, the Afghan Youth Peace Volunteers. They have some really awesome videos online of work that they do in Afghanistan around civil resistance. And there's another group, Open Society, that we'll be meeting with. Everything else is pretty open. There's a couple of things that I want to do, and if opportunities arise, then I'll probably do them while I'm there.
Last couple of times you've been, someone kind of planned what you should take and what you would wear,
mm-hmm.
right? Those decisions had been made for you. This time, you're making those decisions. What will you pack?
Well, fortunately, this time, the only weapon I really have to bring is my heart and my pencil. So much more than that, I think, would be a little too much. Just clothes, some journaling materials, and an open mind. That's all I'm really looking to take over there this time.
Do you think you'll talk to any servicemen that are there?
I don't know. I would like to do some outreach if possible, but there are rules in this delegation. And, you know, if me speaking with U.S. service members in any way compromises the overall goals of what we're trying to do, then it will not be a part of what I'm going to be pursuing over there.
There will be some people listening to this who might be critical, say, well, maybe you're sending mixed messages. As long as the U.S. has forces there, as long as President Obama has servicemen there, maybe it's not right for you to be there. How would you respond to that?
Well, I don't think anyone has the right to say it's not right for someone to go to another country in terms of looking for peace, especially veterans who serve in that war. And two, we as an Afghanistan veterans community initially embarked on the mission of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan to bring peace to the Afghan people. A lot of us feel like we never got to accomplish that mission, and like Obama isn't going to be able to accomplish that mission. And if we want to see that through, we need to take the steps to do that, which is going to be work that's going to take the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you optimistic that there can be peace in Afghanistan? Because this is a country that's been, unfortunately, war-torn for a long time.
I am pretty optimistic about it because there's a rich history of nonviolent action in Afghanistan. Badshah Khan, which was a close friend of Gandhi's, was Pashtun, if I'm not mistaken, and very closely aligned with the Afghan people. And there's a history here that is being smothered by war. It doesn't mean that it's not possible and that it can't exist. It just means we need to do our part to get the war out of the way so the people can stand up and say enough.
There's a potluck this week
mm-hmm.
on Friday evening.
That's correct.
And that's designed to help raise funds for the trip?
I'm trying to raise a little bit of travel money to fly over there and back and for housing while I'm there. And the potluck will begin around 6 p.m. And I'll be giving a brief lecture on kind of our vision for a peace movement within the Afghanistan veterans community, along the lines of, you know, turning a failed strategy into a peaceful solution, playing on the old theme, winning the hearts and minds of the people. But what we're trying to do is win the hearts and minds of Afghanistan veterans.
And where is that potluck?
That is the Omni Peace Center.
That's in Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm.
What else should we know? What else do you want to tell us?
Well, we got a ride coming up pretty soon that will be the launch of our first program to really reach out to the Afghan people, and it's called Bikes Not Bombs. And basically, we're going to start on September 11th at the World Trade Centers in New York City.
That will be the 10th anniversary
of the
terrorist attack.
And then we will ride down to Washington, D.C. On October 7th will be the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan. That's roughly 250-mile bike ride. And what we're trying to do is raise one bicycle per mile that we cover to be sent to Afghanistan. So we're trying to raise about 250 bicycles. And at this potluck, we'll be rolling out some more plans and how people can get involved if they want to do this. And if anyone out there wants to maybe donate a bicycle or get involved in trying to track some down, you can check out our webpage at operationawareness.org.
People can follow you online. There is a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And that is?
Well, you can go to operationawareness.org, and we have blogs from many people who ride with us linked on there. So you can check us out.
You're going to be blogging from Afghanistan if you can?
I am. I'll be on the computer, hopefully not a whole lot, but a little, and I'll try to get some information out. But when I get back, we're planning on doing a little bit of kind of a campaign launch for Bikes Not Bombs, where I'll be giving a little bit of a lecture on what we've experienced while we're over there and what we think we need to do to move forward with this in the future.
Jacob George, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.